Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com, and the following is a segment from the Outside Health and Fitness podcast. For complete episodes and more information on getting outside and in shape, visit OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
I never liked the blue stuff. I then went to the yellow stuff because you thought it was healthier. It's a component of sugar. All of these things are chemicals, and the body doesn't know how to process chemicals. It knows how to process food.
Right.
And real water and things that are alive or previously living. You know, it gets confused with the chemicals. And all of these sweeteners are linked to things like breathing issues and headaches and anxiety and blindness and brain tumors and multiple sclerosis. It exacerbates these issues. One of the main things that I have the problem with the artificial sweeteners, because, you know, not that those other things weren't bad enough, but there's something in our brain called leptin. It's a chemical mm-hmm. that tells us when we're full. Hey, stop eating, you're full. Those artificial sweeteners, which are typically contained in diet products and are used as a diet substitute, those products shut the leptin production down in our brain. So it stops the urge that tells you you're full. So they have shown that people who are consuming a lot of these diet products with the artificial sweeteners are actually getting heavier because their brain keeps telling them to eat.
Wow.
That sucks.
Yes.
If you're trying to lose weight and you think you're making a healthier choice, things containing artificial sweetener, it's not a diet product. Go back to eating whole, real food.
Right.
And what's funny to me is I was on an airplane and, you know, they go around with their cart and they ask you what you'd like, and I got hot tea with a cup of ice. I make my own iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
I now sweeten with stevia, which is a natural product. And there was a woman across the aisle from me. She was a little on the bigger side, and she was clearly, you know, she pulled out her prepackaged meal, and she was very proud of the fact that she was dieting. And she said to the flight attendant, "I would like the Coke Zero." Coke Zero. And she was very adamant that she wanted her Coke Zero, which is sweetened with one of the artificial sweeteners. And I'm thinking, why don't you just have water?
Right.
And not have any chemicals at all. But she was so proud of the fact that everyone three or four rows ahead and behind her knew she was getting the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
It's not a health product.
And that's that powerful marketing again. You know,
she's
exactly. convinced that zero is good, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what else is zero is water.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Or tea.
Actual zero.
Your actual zero. There are better choices than all those chemicals.
Yeah.
And just to throw in something real quick about soda, I know we're not talking about that. Soda is one of those things I think we should cut out, mainly because you're either getting high fructose corn syrup or artificial sweetener. But something that a lot of people don't know about soda is, especially the dark sodas, it's really high in phosphorus. And we need a little bit of phosphorus, but it's a lot of phosphorus. And it competes for absorption with calcium, and it wins. So for young girls or women who are approaching menopause years who are trying to keep their bone mass up, soda is probably one of the worst things you can have because it's leaching calcium out of your bones and making them weaker. So that's another reason to cut out soda. But yeah, the artificial sweeteners, you know, I had a client who I saw him every 2 weeks forever, and he showed up one night. I said, "How are you doing?" And he said, "Oh, I ended up in the emergency room the other night." And I said, "Oh my God, well, what happened?" He goes, "Well, I thought I was having a heart attack. Turned out I was having an anxiety attack. They pumped me full of all these drugs." I'm like, well, I was shocked. And I said, "Okay, he goes, "Well, I'm fine now." I said, "Okay." So I see him 2 weeks later. I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "I ended up in the emergency room again."
Said,
"Oh my God, what's going on?" He said, "I'm having this anxiety thing." And I said, "But you don't have anxiety." I mean, he's not that kind of guy. And he said, "I know, it's really weird." And I said, "Well, what has changed in your life?" And we went through stressors, and we went through chemicals in the house, and we went through food. And he suddenly said, "Oh, well, you know, the only thing that's different is I switched to Splenda because I know it's so much healthier for you."
Ew.
And I said, "I'm going to recommend you stop using that." And he stopped using the Splenda, and his anxiety attacks went away.
Wow.
It was affecting his breathing. It's an excitotoxin, just like MSG, which we're going to talk about in a second. And people who are asthmatic or who are sensitive to sulfa drugs tend to be more sensitive to those artificial sweeteners and MSG. So if you're having weird headaches or symptoms or syndromes, try cutting out the artificial stuff and see if it doesn't make a difference. And sometimes you have to be your own health detective. You know, the people in the ER weren't going to sit down and have that conversation with him.
Yeah.
We had to figure it out ourselves. So cut out the artificial, go back to the naturals, the stevias, even sugar's better.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not a health food.
So I hope you enjoyed today's segment. For full episodes, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/get show. I'll send you downloadable show notes, exclusive content, and more, so you never miss another episode. I'll even send you a copy of the Blast Off Bodyweight program as my free gift to you. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.